the capacity to grasp that piece of understanding, to reach that certain level of attunement as mind links with mind, and as the spiritual connection that links all of us is able to extend a little further, a little closer to what one deems as a materialistic aspect of oneself. And it's that harmonious balance, like a dial being turned to the correct frequency for the antennae of your consciousness to be able to receive that higher vibration. And we term and comprehend this attunement, this blending, this unity of collective souls. For within those correct, harmonious conditions, that aspect of truth, that understanding that is being sought, is able to be given in the correct manner. For we often take the analogy of a pathway, a road, a space of one which can travel, and we are not concerned with the speed of the journey. For you may take baby steps, you may walk backwards, and some will break into that sprint. For it is the direction that one travels. It is the focus in one's mind. It is the visual key that the eyes receive. It is those audible requests that can be heard. These are the aspects of your being that should be relished, that should have your hands and arms outstretched. For if we give you our hand, it is not courteous to grab, to accept, to receive with gratitude the philosophy, those sparks, those highlights of inspiration. For what we give may not always sit comfortably with your own personal beliefs. These new thoughts, concepts, and ideas may not always be wanted, may not always wish to be accepted. But if we give you a moment, a collective force, a collective idea perhaps, and if it goes in through one ear, even if it comes out of the other, the thought, the words, the concept will have been received and can be grasped by memory at a later date when one is required and desired to to accept. For we liken this to those summer flowers. For in the winter months, we may not see the bloom. The stems may not have protruded from hard earth. But we know that the seed is germinating, is kept safe, is kept protected from the harsh external weather. And when the light is seen, its brilliance may be so far off in the distance. It is then that the progress, the process of nature takes its course, pushing through the soil, stretching out to that light, wanting, needing, serving its purpose, accepting its pathway. And that sunshine, that light, that energy and higher vibration gives back, sends out its rays to the bud. For without, it may not bloom, it may not flower, and from that spark, from that moment, the flower finds itself, discovers its own reality. And this, my dear friends, is the acceptance, is the beginnings, is your destination. And within this journey, within this moment of utter brilliance, your journey for self-discovery will take shape. We allow that mind to further its own comprehension. And we do not bust a brain cell, as you will. We do not give that which cannot be accepted or understood. For if we throw a few crumbs, will you not want more? So as we guide you and salute you for the adventures that lie ahead, it is that trust. It is that willing to receive knowledge, that truth. For we deem you fit. We deem you in agreeance with what will take place. And we accompany you on this pathway, this road ahead. For all we ask is your obeyance, is for your brain, your mind, your soul, your spirit to take just a fraction of your lifetime to provide those harmonious conditions. We do not ask you to jump aboard a horse, to get behind the wheel of a speeding car. For this journey will be hard. It will be continued by foot. And we cannot rely on the pace of one when there are the many to consider. So together, as a group, as a collective vibration, we will work at the pace that you are able to work with. For your souls, your consciousness, your very essence is simply one. You are not of the feline variety. Friends, you do not have nine lives. And it is within this one life, whether your existence is in the physical or in the realms of the spirit, the destination, and yet we shorten that to destiny, lies ahead. And we say, bon voyage, and welcome. Welcome to this realm of the unimaginable. For existence would be futile without your acceptance. Our very presence would be a waste if you were not here to share these moments with us. And before adieu is bid, we ask that within the confines of these gatherings, you acknowledge and accept. And as our hearts join yours, and as those minds are linked in unity, the work, my friends, will begin.